What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 5th of August. If anybody was listening yesterday, I made a faux pas. I'm going to correct myself now. I did say yesterday that it was Thursday, the 4th of July. And then I said, no, it's not July, it's August. It's Thursday, the 4th of August. But it wasn't Thursday, was it? Because today's Wednesday. So if yesterday was Thursday, that means we're all going back in time. And I've built a time machine. This is the Time Machine podcast. That's got to get me some listeners, surely. But unfortunately, it's not a time machine because I messed up. And it's actually Wednesday today. So anybody that got confused and actually bears anything that I say with any kind of common sense, more fool you. Anyway, let's move on. As we've worked out, it's Wednesday. But I'm not the only fuck up who makes fuck ups on live television. Although this is live podcast recording, Donald Trump. I've not put myself in the same position as him, of course. But Donald Trump was. I don't know. I don't even think he knows that he was making it all up. His face is like. He's so like. He had an interview, didn't he, with the guy from HBO. The guy from HBO's face is a look of, like, total shock, as in, like, I can't believe you're saying this to me. And Donald Trump's face is a look of complete bewilderment that the guy doesn't understand what he's trying to say. So I think they were coming from two very, very different parts of their imaginations, if you ask me. Because Donald Trump firmly believes his position that America are doing very, very well with coronavirus deaths. And the other guy said, well, the figures don't show that at all. And then Donald Trump was fumbling a load of papers upside down, twisting them around, flipping them back to front. And every time he turned the paper around, he'd show a different aspect of their situation. But I don't know, he had a point from his perspective, but the guy wasn't talking on that live, was he? On that line of questioning. So yeah, so he fucked up. But I all I did was say it was Thursday. He just said that loads of people didn't die. There's a bit of a difference. Anyway, but what else is up? Paul McCartney still worries that his songs are crap. Because, well, the fucking frog song definitely is crap, Paul. I'm sorry. You've had some good ones. Don't get me wrong, but you've done some fucking shit ones as well. That's, you know, but that goes without saying. It's like me. I'm always concerned about my podcast being crap. But I know that you all think it's brilliant, so that's all right. I don't mind. It's all right. As long as you think it's brilliant, that's all that matters. I sometimes, when I've turned it off, think that has gone fucking terrible. I can't believe it, but because I don't like editing and because I don't like turning it off and stopping it, you've got to keep it rolling, ain't you? But Paul McCartney, you've had time to edit your songs and get them perfect, so don't come out and say you think they're crap after releasing the frog song. No, you've done some really good ones. Some of the Beatles ones, I'm still catching up on a lot of the Beatles ones. I thought I fucking knew them all by now, but you know the ones, don't you? You know the basic ones like Love Me Do and bloody, you know, Hard Day's Night and all that. They're like forever playing, and you always know them. But it's all the smaller stuff, you know, the stuff on Rubber Soul and stuff, is it? And like the Sgt. Pepper. I mean, I Am the Walrus, that is one of my favourite songs anyway, but yeah, it's, you know, you got to think, well, you can't just come out and be fucking think I'm brilliant at everything, because you're 78 now, and you got to be like, I haven't heard none of his new stuff, but is any of that any good? Is it? You know, like, you know, you got to keep working, ain't you? If you could put it, Bob Dylan, I mean, fucking hell, I was going to say, you know, maybe you're just losing it as you're getting older, but Bob Dylan, he's getting better. He's just fucking, that guy is like a legend. He's a living legend. I mean, it's a shame he didn't die earlier and he'd even be more of a living legend. I don't mean like with that in any kind of course I don't want him to die, but, you know, Bob Dylan just keeps rolling on and rolling on, but he looks amazing when he was younger. He's just got that, he's still frozen in time as a young man because you don't see him that much as the old guy. But he put out that album just recently and it's like as good as anything he's ever done. Of course, I don't expect him to die, but it's just like, you know, like Marilyn Monroe and James Dean and people like that. They're stuck in that time, aren't they? But I think to a degree, Bob Dylan is in a sense because I very, very rarely see him. But it's sad to see people get older with like icons and stuff. You don't want to see it there. You want them all to die to stay frozen in time. Don't expect me to die and stay frozen with this beautiful face forever. Some of you don't even fucking watch my podcast, my videos, so it doesn't really matter, does it? Anyway, Chris Football pundit Chris Sutton has accused players of practicing screaming to con referees. Of course they do, they scream their bloody heads off, and it's embarrassing. If you're a footballer that screams your head off when you're on the pitch, then you are an embarrassment, and you deserved to have to go and play for Colombia and have somebody come down and or not play for Colombia or cheat against Colombia. Try and pull that one against Colombia and they'll come round and fucking put a bullet hole in both your knees. Or against Ireland in the, if you go back in time into the 80s. The IRA wouldn't have liked it either. But yeah, nobody's people who roll around screaming and like pretend to be diving. That one Rivaldo did, I think it was, for Brazil. When a fucking, the ball hit his knee or something and he held his face and was rolling around on the floor. It's just embarrassing. I couldn't do it. I would be the opposite. I would like be embarrassed to go down even if somebody did kick me. I'd want to try and stay up unless I really was knocked down. I wouldn't even do that fucking falling over because they had actually touched you. Because it's embarrassing. I'm all for the rugby guys these days anyway. The ones who like who have their heads smashed off and they still, it's fucking valour to try and stay on your feet and keep playing. And they're just like, you know, they're embarrassed to have to go off. They're my kind of people. Let's hope I'm their kind of people when they start listening to my podcast and shoving it around. I'm going to keep fucking, I've got to keep plugging this. This is my only advertising. I should pay for some really, shouldn't I? Anyway, cows are as shy as most humans about having sex in public. I've never seen a cow have sex in public, so there you go. And I have seen humans have sex in public. I don't think they saw me. No, they knew that I saw them having sex in public. But I did, and I've not seen cows having sex, so you're probably damn right about that. Scientists say it's down to evolution. Over time, animals of many species have not mated as successfully in front of prying eyes. So, you know, and they certainly don't want to do it in front of the fucking boring old farmer, do they? The farmer, fucking big old bloke in his green tank top jacket and his like corduroy trousers. He ain't turning them on, is he? He don't want them fucking... You'd have to get some like drunken sexy girls running through the field or something, and then the cows might think, you know, might get them in the mood or something. But a farmer with a big beard and a bit of straw hanging out his mouth, they're not going to do it in front of him. That ain't no show. Anyway, but fucking half of them, they have to be raped by the fucking rape rack in the milk dairy industry where they force them to fucking ejaculate. What do they do? Well, they force the bulls to ejaculate and then fucking artificially inseminate the cows. So I'm surprised. They're probably turned off sex forever, the way that fucking they're treated like that. And then they're milked forever on the rape rack, what they call it. It ain't no good. That's why I don't drink milk no more. And neither should you. Oat milk. That's my favourite. Anyway, speaking of somebody who's like looks like he's been milking somebody with his mouth, who is Ross Kemp. Who's had his lips stung by a swarm of wasps. They've made his lips swell up to like twice the size. So he goes around meeting all the hard men and all the hard gangsters and goes in prison and meets all the thieves and murderers and that around the world. And he got fucking turned over by a bunch of wasps in his garden. His lips are fucking good. I mean, that's dangerous. But that's the worst place for it to happen, isn't it, on your lips. Best place is on your dick. If you're one of these people who are, you know, suffering size-wise, I'm not saying, you know, anybody is, but I'm not about those people who want to have, what's it called, penis enlargement. All you need is a bee to fly down your trousers and you got an instant fucking, if it's anything to go, his lips or anything to go by, you'll have a right fucking throbbing attraction. So maybe you should get yourself a few wasps and send them down there once in a while. You know, a bit of pain, no gain, what they say. If nobody's seen the Boris Johnson, the spitting images back and Boris Johnson's puppet, oh my God, it's just like, it's the funniest thing. I mean, his hair, it looks like a fucking toilet brush. It's going to be funny, that is. They've got Prince Andrew on there, so I don't think they're going to be taking any prisoners. But Boris Johnson one just looks hilarious. He's got to look at that and just, surely he just can't help but piss himself laughing. I'd love to, it'd be horrible to see the one that they would do of you, but the spitting image puppets just get you, because they look, you look at them and you just, they look, you know who it is straight away, but it's also like a really warped version of their face, but you can just tell straight away they've got all the characteristics. It's like the worst kind of caricature you could find. And he's got to look at that and just think, his missus must look at that and just think, that is, am I really going out with that? Am I really with that? So it's a shame because it's on the pay-per-view thing, isn't it? I'm not going to be able to see it. It'll be on YouTube sooner or later. Well, Elvis and Kermit the Frog have all been proposed to adorn the flag of a US state. Mississippi are going to have a new flag, and they want possibly Elvis Presley or Kermit on it. Got to have Kermit, haven't you? Kermit the Frog, 100%. If there's ever a choice, and he's up there, you got to have fucking Kermit the Frog on your flag. That's just hilarious. And only in America would there something like that actually come to pass. You know, I know, like, you've had some crazy situations. You've had actors come presidents. You've had Kanye West thinking he was going to go there. Arnie, although Arnie's a hard worker, I used to think that was ridiculous. Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the governor. I thought that's just fucking really ridiculous. But whatever that guy sets his mind to, he goes and gets it. So it's not your fault. He's a fucking go-getter, and he's made things happen. But yeah, Kermit the Frog, Elvis, I mean, obviously Elvis has got to be up there, hasn't it? He's got to have a statue. Is there a statue of Elvis? He's got to have a statue. I mean, you've had a statue of Rocky up in Philadelphia for ages. There's got to be a statue of Elvis somewhere. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to, just for comedy purposes, you've got to have Kermit over Elvis on that. Or you can have both of them, maybe. And maybe Miss Piggy. Don't leave Miss Piggy out. You've got to have her on there. Where's it going? I lost my train of thought there. Cases of gout are on the rise. Talking yesterday about people's hair, telling people, being able to show what you have, what your diet's like. Well, if you've got gout, because gout is on the rise, and apparently it's in 41 million people have got it around the world, and the painful condition is associated with high living and a rich diet and drinking. Well, I ain't being funny, but there ain't many fucking 41 million rich people with gout. That doesn't leave many rich people left. Everybody in the world skint, apart from the very fucking 1%. So I don't think it must have come away from that. But anyway, so high living, rich diet and drinking. If you're that kind of poor person, because there's loads of poor people who just say, fuck it, I'll spend all my dole money on the best things. Forget it, I'll eat well for 3 days, and then I'll eat the shit till my dole money comes through again. They do. You got to, like, party, you know what I mean? Get all the best. Spend it all on fucking slap-up food and then struggle for a couple of weeks because you know it's always coming. But, yeah, so gout's on the rise, and that's horrible, isn't it? Big feet. Big swollen feet. I'm going to be doing me fucking moonwalking and me breakdancing if I've got big feet like that. Saying that, I don't live the high life. I'm also living on the what? The shoestring. Right, I'm going to leave it on one more, I think. Yeah, a mum looked out of her window to spot an Amazon delivery driver having a shit in her back garden. Or is it in the front garden? He saw a van pull up. He squatted amongst the trees. He asked him what he's doing. He just remained pooing whilst asking me what my problem was. What's your problem? That's like brazen, isn't it? Surely, I mean, at least pull your trousers up and like run off. You can't just stay, carry on and go, excuse me, you got any toilet paper while you're there? Now you've caught me. Or can I use your parcel I've just delivered before I throw it at you? Because he's doing it. But then again, he's in one of them jobs where they just don't give a shit, is it? He's one of them people that, like, throw your fucking parcel. Do a pet detective. I've sent some parcels and they've ended up, some people have sent me some photos and they've ended up that parcel that Jim Carrey's delivering at the beginning of Pet Detective. And he's booting it down the stairs and throwing it up the wall and fucking stamping on it and everything. That's what they do. So this guy's doing that, and he's also having a shit in your garden. So there you go. That's the Amazon signature right there. Bezos Limited. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.